Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey everybody, it's Josh, and Chuck is here in spirit too, and we just wanted to drop a casual reminder that we are going to have a swinging Pacific Northwest swing this coming February, and tickets are now on sale. February 1st, we'll be at the Moore Theater in Seattle. February 2nd, we'll be at Revolution Hall in Portland. And on February 3rd, for SF Sketchfest, we'll be at the Sydney Goldstein Theater. Go check out all of our social medias for more information and links to tickets. And we'll see you in February. Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck. Tally ho. It's Short Stuff time.
And we're talking about something that, admittedly, I kind of understand and kind of hope you really understand.
I do.
Good.
I do. Also, before we start, I want to give a hat tip to my wife, Yumi, who came up with this one. She said, have you ever heard of this? It's crazy. And I looked into it, and I was like, this is crazy. Because what Yumi found and what we're about to explain to all of you is that humans are a species. Don't forget, we're animals. Mm-hmm. With stripes. We actually are a striped species mm-hmm. of animal. Did you know that before?
I had never heard of this. I did not know we were all brindle-coated animals like my dog Nico.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what we are. We have beautiful patterns of swirls and whorls and drips and drops and all sorts of cool stuff all over us, but we can't see them normally under normal circumstances because we don't see on the UV side of the spectrum. But if we did, we'd be like, hey, I like your stripes. Oh, I like your stripes. Mm-hmm. And with some people, depending on the condition they have, they actually, their stripes actually show. It's pretty interesting stuff. But the whole thing we're talking about, if you noticed the title of this episode, are what are called Blaschko's lines. Those are the stripes that all humans have.
Now, did this happen because Yumi had a black light and went, oh my God.
I don't know where she turned this one up. I didn't ask her. I'll have to ask her and then we'll record a pickup.
All right.
So hold on. Insert answer here.
So Blaschko's lines, that is in fact a name. It was named after a dermatologist, Alfred Blaschko. In the 1900s, he was the first person to notice this basically and write about it. Mm-hmm. He thought, he was a little bit off though, because he thought that they followed predefined patterns on humans.
Right.
But they don't. And the weird thing is you might think, is like, all right, so maybe these are lines that sort of indicate where your blood vessels are or your nerve endings are or your nerves or whatever. Mm-hmm. That is not the case. These stripes are not blood vessels that you can see under a black light at all. But we kind of know what it is now, right?
Right, yeah. There's no system in the body that these things follow. Instead, they're their own thing. They seem to be their own thing. And they are distinct on all people, but there are kind of some general patterns that we'll talk about. But what we've come up with finally today, still today, we're not 100% certain that this is correct, but the general consensus is that what Blaschko's lines are evidence of the migratory route that our skin cells took and then settled into while we were developing in the womb.
Right. I'm just going to read this little bit from Mental Floss because I think it kind of sums it up nicely.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And we always love to shout out our old pals at Mental Floss.
The MFers.
The MFers. Basically, they said these are cellular relics of our development, basically from single-celled things.
I thought you were quoting this.
You're humans.
Paraphrasing all over.
No. I'm paraphrasing the beginning. Okay. As the cells divided, they differentiated. Some became muscles, others bones, still others organs, and some became skin. As those skin cells continued dividing, they expanded and stretched to cover a quickly growing body. One cell line pushed and swirled through another like steamed milk poured into an espresso to make a latte, and Blaschko's lines are the molecular evidence of those swirls.
That was very pretty writing.
It was.
So the reason that we can see these lines, Chuck, I think we should talk about after a break.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Hey there, are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals. But you can drink water as clean as nature intended.
Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain, everybody. This rain is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants commonly found in groundwater.
Yep, Richard's Rainwater is naturally pure with no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing.
And you can enjoy the clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And we even have a special offer, don't we, Josh?
Yeah, text STUFF to 25129288 87, and you'll get $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Sip the sky. So the reasons we can see these lines, Chuck, I think we should talk about now.
Very nice.
So they believe that the reason that there's differences, even though you can only see them under the UV spectrum, under normal circumstances, you cannot see the difference between skin cells on your arm,
right,
or on your shoulder or on your torso, wherever. And you have Blaschko's lines all over your body, as we'll see. Mm-hmm. Because the cells that make up our skin are almost entirely identical. They all come from generally the same genetic information. So they all start out from the same cell or globs of cells, like Mental Floss pointed out. But because of the different minute experiences that each cell has, mm-hmm, those instructions get produced in just slightly different ways. So that we think of ourselves as like genetically monolithic beings, right? Well, it turns out the term for humans are mosaics. All of those cells are so slightly different that it's almost like slightly different colored tiles being put up against one another. And they're so similar that, again, under normal light, you can't see the difference. But when you put the put yourself under a black light in a dark room, those differences show up. That's why they think we're able to see Blaschko's lines. That's why they think we have them.
It's the same reason when you look at identical twins, they're actually a little bit different, is, again, these environmental factors that happen, mm-hmm, when you're a twin. And in fact, we just did an episode recently. What was that on? Just this week.
On doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers, when they've seen a lot of evidence, like when twins are split up at birth,
right?
They end up being quite a bit different. And it's because of epigenetics, isn't these environmental factors. But even if they aren't broken up, even if they're together, these twins are these minute little genetic differences that end up meaning these twins are a little bit different. And that's the same basic concept here.
Yeah, but rather than whole people, we're talking about the difference between genetically identical cells.
Right, within one person.
There is something else called chimerism. So instead of mosaicism, this is chimerism. And some people can have different genetic material within them. So like very famously, people with two different eyes, they're chimeras, or they're chimeric, I should say, because different genetic information went into constructing each eye, and that's why they have two different colored eyes. That's extraordinarily rare. Mosaicism apparently is universal, that we're just not, if you took one cell and another cell and you could get as granular as possible in investigating them, you'd see that they are just slightly not the same, even though they came from the same blueprint.
Yeah, there's a New York Mets pitcher that has one blue eye and one dark eye.
Is that David Bowie, number 72?
No, it's Max Scherzer. And boy, it's just, I didn't even notice it until last year. And this is a guy who's sort of at the latter stages of his career. Mm-hmm. But then once you see a picture of this guy, you're like, oh my God, it's really a striking difference because it's a very, very blue eye and a very, very brown eye. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's so cool looking.
Yeah, for sure.
Like what a, I don't know. I would just always just go right up to people's faces and go, hi, how are you? Right. Just to like freak them out a little bit. I think it's really cool.
Give them the left side and then the right side and the left side and the right side. Yeah. So like we said, there's kind of some general rules that like these lines will follow depending on where you are in your body, right?
Yeah. There's like patterns, which makes sense because, you know, all of us sort of grow generally in the same way as far as arms and legs and fingies and toes.
Right.
And torsos and necks and armpits and all that stuff. So right. Depending on, can we keep naming parts?
Yeah.
How about the dirty parts?
Let's start.
There are only two. So when you're looking at a body, like there will be maybe a V shape down your back, an inverted U from the breast to the upper arm. Your lateral trunk will have a wave-like shape. There might be an S shape on your abdomen, stuff like that.
Yeah. Your scalp, actually, if you look at your whole head, it looks like, as far as your Blaschko lines are concerned, that you're wearing a balaclava. Like around your eye area is open, but there's different like lines surrounding it elsewise. And apparently on your scalp, it spirals, whereas on the side of your face, it comes, they're like kind of vertical lines. It's pretty cool. There's, I think Blaschko himself did, you know, some initial descriptions of it through sketches. But since then, science has really kind of gotten pretty good at drawing it. So there's a lot of neat drawings of Blaschko's lines on the internet, of all places.
But was he early 1900s?
He was like 1901 from what I saw.
Oh, okay, the earliest.
But Chuck, I think you should take the fact of the short stuff, that the Blaschko's lines don't just exist on the skin, right?
Yeah, this was pretty freaky. Apparently your teeth and eyes and tongue all have Blaschko's lines as well.
Yeah,
which makes sense. That is nuts.
I mean, anything that forms from cells, sure. You know, expressing themselves, writing...
That's
cool,
very good
poetry
point.
And songs.
You mentioned earlier, though, about there are certain conditions that someone might have where these lines are revealed in regular light with regular vision, right?
Yeah. So vitiligo, where your skin loses its pigmentation, it often follows Blaschko's lines. Also, there's other types of congenital conditions, I believe, and some acquired ones where, so vitiligo would be like a negative of your Blaschko's lines.
Right.
Whereas some of the other ones, they're like, it's like a tiger stripes. Like you can see the person's Blaschko's lines because it's hyperpigmented. So you can see them without UV light. You can just see them under normal visible light. And it's pretty cool looking, actually, I have to say.
Yeah, although usually if you look up on the internet and see what this looks like, it's just like close-ups of armpits and stuff.
Sure. And I say it's pretty cool looking. I don't know how, you know, somebody who has a condition where their Blaschko's lines are showing all the time feel about it. But as an observer, I think it's pretty interesting and neat. And then also, when you stop and think about it, if you're like, that person's skin is striped, your skin is striped too, pal. You just don't see it because you have to see it under normal UV lights.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's it for Blaschko's lines, eh?
Hey.
Thanks, Yumi. And thank you, friend, for listening to this episode.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.